It is the biggest. Is it Ian Ryan for the Anfield Wrap? And this is the show where we get stuck into a significant figure from Liverpool's past. This one is all about the goal-scoring ability of Robbie Fowler. Joining me to get stuck into all that and more, I've got John Gibbons, Kev Walsh and Rob Gutman. And Rob, these shows are all about nostalgia. It sits at the heart of them. And we get to talk about football from a different era. And in this instance, it's back to 1993. And Robbie makes his debut in the September of that year. Now, I remember there being a fair amount of anticipation and a fair amount of clamour. Do you remember that way as well? He'd been in a couple of match day squads the previous year, and obviously there was all the goal scoring going on in the kind of junior teams, and Liverpool weren't great. It felt like we needed someone to hang our hat on.
Yeah, so you're saying it was the autumn of 93, and Souness had come in the year before. So is it Souness' second season, isn't it?
He gives him his debut, yeah.
There was, but there'd been a bit of a conveyor belt because we'd had so many injuries and it'd been such a poor period, really, under Souness' management. Playing the kids was becoming, we were a bit Everton, do you know what I mean? Like, kids were getting debuts left, right and centre. So you were, I think everyone was keeping a bit more of an eye on the reserves and what the scoring charts looked like there than they normally would be. McManaman had come through the season before. Jamie Redknapp, I think, was beginning to break through, and one or two others, the Mike Marshes of this world, one or two others who faded from view since quite rapidly. But there was a lot of chat about Robbie, yeah. There definitely was a lot of chat. Everyone knew that he was scoring goals in the youth teams.
The beauty of these shows, Kev, is that we get to tell a little bit of a story. And I'm thinking, you know, back to that time, and it's 30 years ago now, and there'll be people listening to this who just weren't kicking about at that moment in time or weren't old enough to remember it. If you were describing a young Robbie Fowler to people, how would you describe him?
His nickname absolutely encapsulated perfectly for me. To me, he comes 92, 93, so I was 9 or 10 years of age, and he was like God to me. He was bigger than God, bigger than the Beatles, bigger than everything else, because you say it there about, you knew he was coming through. Back in them days, it felt like, obviously there's wall-to-wall coverage now, you could know like the ins and outs of every under-18s player in the whole squad, do you know what I mean? Whereas back in them days, you didn't really get that, but the ones you did get the snippets of in the Pink Echo on a Saturday, you thought, oh, they're coming through. So there was names like, later on, you know, like Lee Charnock and players like that, John Newby. And all these players come through with a similar buzz, and it's always the strikers who get it, isn't it? But Fowler's name was just ringing out, and as Rob said before, you had McManaman the year before, and he'd come through, and he was a belter. And at that stage, he hadn't, like, he's got a bit of a weird sort of relationship with Liverpool fans, McManaman, because he was by far and away our best player until Fowler come through in the 90s, and he's probably only second to Robbie in that era.